Chapter 27. In the cavern on the castle floret, Egbert the scholar caught hold of the huge badger's paws and tried to break its hold on Marielle. The mouse maid was totally helpless in the grip of the great beast. Starbursts and coloured lights danced in front of her vision, and the breath was forced from her body as the maddened creature tightened its grip. Egbert's voice sounded thin and hollow in the cavern as he called out,
"Help me, Rod! Help me! She's a friend!"
An otter bounded out of the mist. He stood before the badger and made a swift motion with the javelin he was carrying. Instantly, the badger dropped Marielle, who fell to the rocky floor, gasping for breath. Egbert ministered to Marielle as he spoke soothingly to the badger.
"This is our friend, Marielle. She will not harm us, Muta. She is an enemy of Foxwolf. You and Rad can help her."
The otter dipped a beaker into a pool among the rocks, and holding it to the mouse maid's lips, he allowed her to drink. Aside from a few aching ribs, Marielle was not badly injured. She regained her breath and sat among the rocks with Egbert. The badger and the otter sat a short distance away. She watched them. Both were completely still, as if awaiting an order from Egbert. The mouse maid could not help but notice the dreadful scars tracing the fur of both creatures. Egbert explained their story.
"They staggered in here one night, virtually ripped to pieces and nearly dead. I took care of them both. It was no easy task. I learned most of my healing skills from books and scrolls, and luckily they worked, though not completely. I cannot heal minds. It was Nagru and his horde who tried to kill them. See the way they bare their teeth at the mention of his name. The badger I know is called Muta. She used to be nursemaid to the son of Gale here at Floret. I do not know the otter, so I call him Rud. Strange, but neither beast talks, nor do they appear to have any memory of things that went on before I found them here that night. They are both mighty warriors. I think Muta has taken the way of the berserk. I have read of badgers being like this. No beast can stop them when a bloodlust is upon them. Rud has become like her."
Marielle interrupted Egbert.
"I think I know more about these two than you do, friend. The otter is called Rab Streambattle. I was told about them at the dwelling of Ferb the Mole. They were believed to be dead, both killed when Serena and Truffin made their escape. I will tell you the full story when we get time. Meanwhile, let me try something."
Marielle approached the two silent beasts as they sat motionless. The mouse maid spoke first to Muta and then to Rab, repeating the names of their loved ones.
"Muta, I come from Gale. I have news of Serena and little Truffin. They are safe. Rab, you are alive, yet Iris thinks you are dead. Your mate, Iris."
There was no response. The two battle-scarred warriors stared blankly at Marielle as if she were talking in a strange language. Egbert drew her aside.
"It is no use,"
he said.
"I have tried similar things with them. Whatever was done to those two has changed them. They are inseparable and live only to kill their enemies."
Marielle felt a great wave of pity for the two dumb beasts. She too had known what it was to be like them. Seasons before she came to Redwall, a similar thing had happened to her. She clasped their paws in hers, Muta's huge and forbidding, Rab's sinewy and dangerous.
"Listen, friends,"
she said earnestly.
"I am Marielle of Redwall. Together we will rid Southsward of Urgen Nagru and his scum. This I promise you. Egbert, where is the gatehouse that works the drawbridge?"
The scholarly mole squinted over his glasses.
"Follow me, but be careful."